Hey Jackie, welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm so excited for you to be here. For our listeners who might not know you, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and share a little bit about your business?
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you. So, for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm very non-woo. That's W-O-O. I'm not a woo-woo person. And if you are, that's totally fine. We'll get along great, but it's just not really my thing. So I am a certified advanced EFT tapping practitioner. And because of this non-woo-woo skeptical side of myself, I accidentally became the go-to gal for the science behind tapping. So whether you've heard of tapping or not, maybe we'll get into it a little bit, but the short version is it is a blend of meditation, mindset, and acupuncture or acupressure. Acupuncture, no needles. So it's kind of an easy way to explain it and understand it. It is a stress management tool, and it sends a nearly instantaneous calming signal to the fear/stress center of your brain so that you can have access to the part of your brain where you feel calm, you have perspective, you can access problem solving and solution-oriented thinking, and all those good things that we really do need in order to take action on what we really care about. All right, well, let's talk about woo just for a quick second first, because I think that it's important for us to even know, like, what do we mean when we use this word woo? And I will say, like, I do position myself as someone who's relatively non-woo, use the term woo adjacent, which I love. Yes, woo adjacent. I think for me, if I was to be more, if we were to look at more nuance, I would say I'm actually friendly towards woo. Like, I love woo. If what we're talking about is allowing for there to be mystery in being human, in the universe, there's mystery in that we don't know how and why everything works yet. And we probably never will. There's just infinite discoveries to be made out there. And I actually really love that. I feel quite at peace knowing I can't know everything. And that's okay. Where I feel woo skeptical is more about who is peddling the woo. I think it's really important to buy with your eyes wide open and understand that sometimes people are using woo to maybe manipulate or persuade someone to part with their time, their energy, or their money. And that's where I get a little agitated. It's my personal soapbox. So, as I think we're vulnerable to that. You know, how badly do we want to fix ourselves? We believe that we are a problem to be solved and that someone out there has the answer. And so that's how I approach my work right out of the gate, is that you are not a problem to be solved. You are not a self-improvement project. And the first thing we do is we turn that around and we stop treating ourselves as such. So then with that foundation in mind, yeah, you can't think your way out of a biological response. I used to be a disembodied head. You know, I spent most of the first 3 full decades of my life, maybe even a little bit more, walking around like a disembodied head, just trying to do everything through mindset and positive thinking instead of paying attention to what some of the messages were from my body. And the thing is, the state of your thoughts reflects the state of your nervous system. And a lot of the thoughts I was having at the time were thoughts that felt really anxious, like they were reflecting anxiety, they were reflecting stress, overwhelm, fear, frankly. And I just tried to strong arm those. I am an Enneagram 8, so I don't know if anyone listening knows what the Enneagram is, but an Enneagram 8 is very intense. And I'm telling you, if I could strong arm my thoughts, if I could white knuckle my thoughts, if anyone could do it, it would be me. And I hit an invisible wall. It just didn't work for me. And so I'm not at all suggesting that mindset isn't important. Of course, it's part of, it's a tool. Like, yes, you can work with your mindset, but it is so much easier to work with your mindset when you start with the body. And when you are in a regulated state in your nervous system, all of that mindset work that you've already been trying so hard to root into, it becomes so much more available, so much more accessible. It's just so much, frankly, easier. Now, I'm not saying it's easy all the time. Again, nuance, but it is easier. It's more accessible because, frankly, in a regulated state, you have more access to the part of your brain where that mindset lives, where you have perspective, where you have access to creativity and problem solving, etc. So that's what tapping helps you do. EFT tapping. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's a stress management tool. And what you're doing is you're actually stimulating acupoints. And yes, there have been studies. I told you I always bring the science. There are studies that have looked at, does where you tap on the body matter? So could you tap just like on your elbow, for example, or do you need to actually tap on the acupoints? And you do. In order to have the results that we see in these studies, you need to tap on the correct points, which sends a nearly instantaneous calming signal to your amygdala, which is the stress center of your brain. And as you're calming that part of your brain, what happens is you sort of toggle over to the part of your brain where, as I said, you have perspective and problem solving and more solution-oriented creative thinking. You can truly see more possibilities. So let's go back to that woo thing we were talking about briefly earlier. Manifestation is such a hot topic, like manifest your best life ever. Listen, you can manifest, quote unquote, when you're in a regulated state because you truly see more possibilities. You can see something that is actually available, or you could come up with a creative solution, or maybe you make that call, send that pitch, send the email, simply because you don't feel so scared. So instead of being in this like very restricted, tight state, which is fear-based and will be a result of being more in that amygdala part of your brain, instead you widen, like literally right now as I'm speaking to you, like my physical body is opening up, my shoulders drop and relax, my jaw feels loose, my forehead is soft, like my belly is soft. So you feel warm, open, and expansive. Now that's not woo-woo, that's your body feeling safe. And you know what, you do have a survival mechanism inside that's in there that's trying to keep you safe. And if your body perceives your business as a threat, which often it does, or maybe not your business, but maybe a business activity, if your body is perceiving that as a threat, it shuts everything down. And so that's what tapping helps you do. It's going to calm the amygdala, put you into a physically responsive, relaxed state. And then you get to work with that mindset, those thoughts and emotions that support you in seeing more possibilities, being more creative, taking action in a way that's aligned with what you want and what you need to do to get it.
I always love the way that you explain that. So I believe, if I remember correctly, your free gift goes through a little bit of the how-tos because it's really not that complicated to tap. I think there's a little bit of overwhelm there. Like, this is sounds so crazy, but it's so simple and you break it down so easily. So maybe to wrap it up, why don't you give a couple examples of things that we might be experiencing, maybe some of the things that some of your members inside, I know you have a membership or a couple of the free trainings that you run, like what are some of the things that we could be experiencing when we should be using tapping as a resource?
I think one of the most common misconceptions about tapping is that it's a tool only to be used when you feel quote unquote bad. And don't get me wrong, it works so well for that. It immediately, like literally, studies have shown it turns down the dial on the stress response in your amygdala almost instantaneously, literally. So you will feel better quite quickly, both physiologically and also mentally and emotionally. So it does work as a stress management tool so well. However, one of the things that I see people missing out on all the time with tapping is this opportunity to also use it to bring in more of what we want. So really, your business rides on your nervous system capacity, your nervous system capacity for risk and uncertainty and all of the wild ride that comes along with running a business. That's just how this works. And so if you can expand your nervous system capacity to let more in of, yes, tolerating what's hard, for sure, no question, but also all of the good stuff, like actually enjoying the journey. Wouldn't that be such a gift if we could have a little fun along the way? If when we achieve a goal, we weren't immediately going ding, 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 on to the next. So that is one of the things that I see people missing out on with tapping. And whether you're using it to turn the dial down on stress or up on what you want more of, it works either way beautifully. So yeah, obviously tapping has all these amazing benefits, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, you just have to give it a try for yourself and see how it feels for you. So I have two free opportunities to give tapping a try. Number one, you can grab it at any time. And Amy, I know you've got the link somewhere, so you can find that session at jackieacree.com/experience. It's a free 10-minute session. And you get both video and audio options. You get to keep it, so you can use it as much as you like. So definitely grab that, and that will pop you on my email list. Something that you can't sign up for quite yet, but it is a unique opportunity. I've got a free 90-minute group tapping session coming up in June. And the sign-up's not quite available, but you're gonna wanna watch for it, because this session is really gonna help with that June is the new January feeling. What I mean by that is, I mean, honestly, when we're in June, watch for it. You're going to see your inbox full of messages like, hey, we're halfway through the year. Are you halfway towards your 2025 goals? And what that messaging does, either consciously, like you might be aware of it, or at the very least subconsciously, unconsciously, what you'll start to feel is pressure and stress and anxiety and overwhelm, because none of us are halfway towards our goals. That's just not how life works. Life is not linear and life is not static. So it ebbs and it flows and it does not go in a straight line this year more than any year, for sure. So instead of feeling full of pressure and stress going into the summer, I'm going to offer a 90-minute free group tapping session to help deal with exactly that, so you can really start your summer with a nervous system reset. That's coming up in June. Like I said, sign-up's not ready yet, but it's coming soon. So hop on my email list, and then that's where you'll be able to find that sign-up link. Or Amy, I know you'll have the link somewhere, so you can share that in the future too if you want, when it's finally ready. But I really love this conversation with you. It has been so much fun. So thanks for letting me nerd out with you about tapping and business and all things nervous system. And my dog just had a really beautiful exhale. I'm doing the same. And I hope everyone listening gives yourself that gift right now as well. Just a big, beautiful exhale. You've got this, and you're probably doing a whole lot better than you think you are.
Your action step slash reflection for this session is pretty simple, really. Check out the tapping. It's such a powerful tool in your tool belt. And if you're a seasoned slash regular tapper, then maybe reflect on other timeframes when you can tap. I know I did this when Jackie was talking about tapping to bring in more of what you want, not just in the stress management. And then secondly, take that deep breath and just exhale. I loved how Jackie ended with that. Now you're doing the mindset work and it's powerful. I know you're starting to see patterns and tendencies that you have, but if you're ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feeling confident in your choices, and finally embody the version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.